理课堂听 class.com
Studio Classroom is on the air. It's advanced time, your window on the world. A special program today on credit card protection. Welcome to our lesson on plastic protection from our Advanced magazine, the new issue that just came out, the 2003 lessons. And this is Peng Menghui, Doris Brome. We want to welcome all of you to our programs this year. And in our panel today, we have...
Hi, this is Pam. Listeners, I'm glad to be back with you in this new year. We've got some great lessons to look at. And this one today is one that I think we can all learn some safety tips from.
Yes, and we have a new staff member, Rick.
Yes, thanks, Doris. I'm very glad to be with the audience today, talking about credit cards.
So as we talk about credit cards, we're talking about plastic protection. And, Rick, what does plastic protection have to do with credit cards?
Well, plastic protection gives the buyer peace of mind so that if something goes wrong, they won't have to pay for that, and the credit card company will provide a type of insurance so that they won't have to be stuck with a bad product.
Well, when I think of my credit card, I don't always think of plastic, but Pam, have you ever heard people refer to them as plastic?
I have. It's an expression that I hear sometimes. Are you paying with plastic? Or a friend may say, I went on a shopping spree and I used all plastic. They're just talking about their plastic credit cards.
I think that phrase was popular when credit cards first came out. Are you going to pay with your plastic? Mm-hmm. I think that was very trendy when credit cards first became available.
Right. Well, and they are very handy. In fact, they're too handy sometimes. But this lesson isn't so much about whether we should use them or not. But this lesson on page 12 is talking about what credit cards cover and don't cover when a buy goes bad or when somebody uses yours. That's a very important topic, isn't it?
That's right. And the question here, what credit cards cover, means in terms of protection, what kind of protection do you have from your credit card company? You should know that.
So if you use a credit card or you think you ever will, be sure to listen closely now as we begin today's lesson.
Plastic protection. What credit cards cover and don't when a buy goes bad. Shopping happens. Emeralds in the Caribbean. Ming vases in China. Handmade rugs in Morocco. Who can resist? But sometimes those must-have vacation purchases turn out not to be as ideal as buyers first think. Many travelers pay by credit card, assuming if there are any problems, the bank can make right a transaction gone wrong. But while credit cards do offer valuable consumer protection, they don't cover everything. When merchants have a no-return policy, or when local law doesn't require refunds, credit cards can offer no recourse. Ditto for when the craftsmanship on an item is shoddy.
All right. Well, this sounds like a wonderful shopping spree to me. Emeralds in the Caribbean and Ming vases in China. Handmade rugs in Morocco. Who can resist?
What about just renting a car in San Francisco?
Well, that's more practical, Doris.
Yeah. Well, who can resist, but who can afford this? You would need your credit card to pay for all of that.
Sure. But, you know, some of the new shopping malls, I've heard that people go in and spend thousands of dollars in them. I never do that on my credit card.
Neither do I, Doris.
It's very dangerous.
But you can go and... and fill up in gasoline at a gas station. You can use your credit card for filling up your car with gas.
Right, and I think the best way to use your credit card is maybe to do that with your gas card company, Doris, and then pay at the end of the month, or have a credit card where you automatically have to pay at the end of every month.
I think it's important to stay disciplined, because credit card companies have such high interest rates that if you don't pay, that's how they make a lot of their money. They're counting on the people that aren't disciplined.
Well, a lot of us use our credit cards when we're on vacation, because it says here in line 4 that sometimes those must-have vacation purchases, you feel like you must buy it because you're there. I want a souvenir. And I use my credit card more when I'm in another country, don't you?
Well, we do. And I must say, we're talking about credit card protection here. One of the things by way of protection that my card company offers is if all of a sudden there's an unusual amount of activity on my credit card, if there's a tremendous amount of spending that's out of the ordinary, they'll stop it.
Right.
Well, it's sort of a problem, Doris, because I go home once a year, and believe me, there's an unusual amount of activity on the card during that month because I use it a lot.
Right.
Well, as a safety measure, they'll usually put a stop on it, which means we have to call. But that's for my protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the safety measure is very important. I was living in the United States, and somebody got a hold of my credit card number and charged thousands of dollars
on
it.
That really happened to
you? Yeah, it really did. It was it was about $1,500.
Oh, my goodness.
But I didn't have to pay. The credit card company stepped in on my behalf and took care of it. Now, they realized it couldn't have been me because it was several states away, several hundred miles away. So I couldn't have been making the purchase. And so credit card companies in their computers have flags that alert them of special activity.
I know some of our staff members here, I know one of our directors, they said they called up and they said someone's been using your credit card in Malaysia, and you know, so they stopped it right immediately. So it's interesting how these people can find ways to get your credit card number and then use it. And then what if you had to pay all those bills?
Well,
it would be terrible.
That's why
it?
It's good to know our card companies do have some of these safety measures on them.
And it's especially important with the internet. With commerce getting more and more popular on the internet, it's easier. All you need is a number to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not
careful.
If you don't have to have photo identification, anybody can buy anything
as long as
they have your number.
But I've noticed when you go to a restaurant sometimes and you'll keep one copy and you'll give one copy to the clerk, the person in the restaurant also has your number and they could give it to somebody.
That's
there's a lot of ways your number could get out, isn't it? So travelers often pay by credit card. You don't want to have a lot of cash. Somebody might rob you. It's dangerous. So what are you going to do? So if there are problems, it says the bank can make right a transaction. And what is a transaction?
A transaction. We want to encourage our listeners, if you don't have the magazine, we have some new features in the new year. Now, under consumer terms, you'll find this word transaction. And it's a business deal or just the process of doing business with someone.
Right. We have these special terms, not only the vocabulary focus, but terms that have to do with the subject. So you'll want to be sure and have a copy of the magazine because you'll need those. It'll show you what things to focus on. So this word is there about a transaction. And if it's gone wrong, it doesn't work. The credit cards do offer very valuable protection, but they don't cover everything. You're lucky yours was covered.
Yes, I'm lucky. And then something else happened just recently. We were vacationing with my father down in Disney World in Florida, and his wallet was stolen.
Uh-oh.
And he didn't, he lost all the cash that was in his wallet, but the credit cards that he had, he called the credit card company. He stopped the credit card, and the credit card company overnighted him a new credit card.
Wow.
And so he had the protection there so that we were able to enjoy the rest of our vacation. He lost the cash, but having the credit card there, he was able to make other arrangements.
So when merchants have this no-return policy or when local law doesn't require refunds, credit cards can offer no recourse, it says. What does that mean?
Recourse is just something that you could do to help yourself out of this situation. So this would fall under the category of consumer protection that's not covered by the bank mm-hmm. or the card company. No return policies and no refunds.
So if you are buying a Ming vase in China mm-hmm. and you get home and it breaks or it just falls apart, you can call the credit card company and try to get your money back that way.
Mm-hmm. But again, you need to know about their return policy. This is something, information you need to get on the front end.
Yeah, that's all about reading the fine print, mm-hmm. knowing your credit card and all the options that you have with your credit card.
So line 16 says ditto, which means the same thing. When you say ditto here, the same thing stands for when the craftsmanship on an item is shoddy or not well done. Maybe it's not really a Ming vase. Mm-hmm. Then can you get your money back? That's
you
very important.
You need to know. That's right.
You need to know that, don't you? Well, let's go on and find out more about this interesting subject.
But card companies can protect against unauthorized card use, billing errors, and misrepresentation, such as if a merchant falsely describes the purchases or substitutes a different item when shipping. Strong documentation helps bolster cases when goods received don't match what the customer agreed to buy. Have the merchant list definable, indisputable characteristics of your purchase on the receipt. If you're buying a handmade silk rug or a flawless 1-carat diamond, then your invoice should indicate those details. Ask the store manager to sign and date the receipt.
Well, what do you think about that?
Well, you have to do your homework. You really have to
I mean, go we have
the
to do homework?
Mile. Yeah. If you want to protect yourself, you're going to have to do a little bit extra work, but it'll turn out to pay you in the long run.
So, Rick, it sounds like your card company does give you this first bit of protection, unauthorized card use.
Wait a minute. Unauthorized? What does that mean?
That just means someone is using it without your authorization, without your permission.
That's a good word, you know, unauthorized, mm-hmm. that you have not given them permission. If someone drives your car and you didn't tell them you could, then it could be reported as stolen, mm-hmm. even though they just said, I wanted to take a ride. That is unauthorized.
Yeah. It's the new wave of crime. It's high-tech crime. Mm-hmm. And as technology is advancing, so is crime. It's not like the Al Capone days with all the gangsters where they're just robbing banks. You rob banks in the digital age now.
They still rob banks, of course. Notes. People still rob banks, too.
But. Right, but they're using the computer a lot more today, too, mm-hmm. to do this.
Right. Well, strong documentation helps bolster or build up the cases when the goods received don't match what the customer agreed to buy. What if you buy a teak table in Thailand and you get there and it's not really teak? Then maybe you can do something about it if you bought it on your credit card. What if you paid cash? You can't go back to Thailand and get
that.
That's
right. And unfortunately, merchants know that. And I think it was good that the article was written talking about us shopping in different countries, because merchants know that they have all these people who are there for only a short period of time. They may have no recourse, or they may have no way to resolve the problem once they get the item back home.
Money represents power. You can get power if you have money, and the credit card companies represent that money. So by having a credit card, that gives you, the consumer, the buyer, the power and the protection you need from some of these shops.
Mm-hmm. So it says here in this paragraph we just read in line 25, you have the merchant list the definable and indisputable characteristics of your purchase on the receipt. So what does that actually mean?
So that just means, Doris, they should write down on your receipt exactly what you are buying. Mm-hmm. If you are buying a Ming vase and it's supposed to be genuine, they should write that down.
Genuine Ming vase.
Right. Yeah, that's there's an idiom called covering all your bases. And so what you want to do is cover all the different aspects in order to give yourself protection. So if you're going to buy something, write down all the details so if something goes wrong, you have proof, you'll mm-hmm. have evidence that you can show the credit card company in order to bolster or to strengthen your case.
Just like these examples here, it said if you buy a handmade silk rug and it comes and it's cotton, well, they didn't send you the silk one. Or you buy a flawless, nothing wrong with it, 1-carat diamond, and you take it to a jeweler and say, oh, this has a flaw in it, it's not very good. Then you're going to have to say, oh, what am I going to do
That's
if you
right.
pay cash?
Now, Doris, we bought, my husband and I, a small rug in Ireland that they told us had been made at some handicraft center in Ireland. Well, when we got it home, which was quite a far distance away from Ireland, we turned it over. And there was a tag that showed where it had been made, and it had not been made there in Ireland. Now, we didn't pay much money for the rug.
So you didn't do anything about it?
No, we didn't do anything about it. It was a very small amount of money, but still, that's just an example of how you can be fooled if you don't check carefully.
Yeah. Now, that if you buy something off the Internet, which is getting more and more popular, knowing those specifications are very important. So if you're going to buy something, print up the picture with all the specification. The web page will usually have all the specifications right. because what you see may not be what you get all the time.
And they often will say when you put in an order for a good company, they'll say, print this off. And
that's right.
And you need to do that, mm-hmm. don't you? Okay, so let's go on and finish the rest of the article.
If the store has a refund policy, get that in writing, too. Ask if your purchase has a certificate of authenticity, and don't ship these papers with your package. If you discover a problem with your purchase, you must first try to resolve it directly with the merchant. If that doesn't settle the conflict, turn to your credit card issuer. But don't wait too long. Legally, you have 60 days to file your complaint from the date the first card statement was mailed to you.
Now, that's really important to try to solve it directly with the merchant. But if you're traveling and you're vacationing and you're in a different country, you might not know the language there. And so it might be a little bit difficult to negotiate. So having the credit card company there to negotiate on your behalf is a great advantage.
And it's also usually the case that you may not discover the problem until you've traveled quite a distance away from where you actually bought the...
Now, I think they're talking about purchases here that really would be big purchases. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Pam, if you buy something inexpensive, I don't think you'll bother to do that.
Right.
So it's good to check it out when you're there. But actually, you do get protection from credit cards, and they try to look out for people using your cards. And I'm more worried about that than I am about buying emeralds and diamonds and things. I don't do that, really.
Right.
Now, the consumer also has to be wise in what they're buying. If you're going to buy a shoddy, something of really poor workmanship, they have to realize it might not last. Like if you're on vacation and bought a T-shirt, a cheap T-shirt, and then that you wash it and it shrinks up to be the size that would fit most infants, you have to go know something's wrong going in if it's going to be that inexpensive.
Well, sometimes you take things with you, like a diamond, you might go to a jeweler and find out. But sometimes furniture is shipped there, and then it's not the same thing you ordered. Or sometimes when I bought things on the Internet, they're not exactly the same or they don't work out. Then that's when you have to be careful.
Yeah, or it might get damaged in transit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. So you do have to be careful of that. And the certificate of authenticity is very important. They need to write it out and say what it actually is.
That's right. In fact, the writer tells us, find out first if the store has a refund policy. Now look again down under consumer terms. This would be that they would be willing to give your money back if something is wrong. Well, if they have that, get it in writing and then ask if there is a certificate of authenticity. Is this product genuine? is it real, then they should give you a little document that states that.
That's all part of peace of mind. Okay. You know something is real. Baseball cards are very popular. And now you can't buy a good baseball card without a certificate of authenticity.
Mm. That's pretty interesting. Well, let's have Angela have our interview for today.
Today's Advanced Studio Classroom in-house interview features two experienced travelers. We'll talk about the convenience and challenge of using credit cards while traveling and living internationally. Stay tuned. This is Angela, your Advanced Studio Classroom in-house reporter. Let's meet our travelers. Yvonne.
Hi, Angela.
Hi. You've traveled extensively for many years. Have you ever had a credit card transaction go wrong?
Fortunately, I haven't had one bad experience with my credit card bill.
That is amazing.
It is, yeah.
Well, how do you keep from having problems with credit card purchases?
Well, I do have my own system. One thing, I usually just use one credit card when I go on a trip. Mm-hmm. So all the expenses, all the purchases I made on this trip will be on this credit card alone. Mm-hmm. But sometimes if my friends ask me to bring something from overseas, then I charge to a different credit card. Mm-hmm. So I know that with one credit card, there will be all my purchases, mm-hmm. and the other credit card will be purchases for friends.
Well, that's a very good idea. Thank you for sharing that. And our other traveler is James.
Hello, Angela.
James, how do you keep from having problems with credit card purchases?
Well, I hardly ever use my credit card, so that's how I keep from having problems.
Well, when do you use it?
Well, I usually use my credit card whenever I have to make a purchase on the internet. Mm-hmm. For example, if I go to a website like Amazon.com to purchase books, I will use my credit card there. But I've always had a good experience with them.
Yvonne?
I also have another way is that I always put a notice on the credit card imprints what this bill is for, like books, gifts, clothes, so that I can keep track of what this amount is to buy what.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you both for joining me today in this special edition of our in-house Advanced Studio Classroom interview. Now, back to the studio.
We've had some good consumer terms, and they are listed here on page 12. Let's just read over what those terms are that we might need to know. The first one is a transaction.
A transaction is a business deal, the process of doing business. If you are going to go buy something, you would give your money to the consumer, or the consumer would give the money to the producer, and that would be a transaction.
Number two is consumer protection. Actions by the government, business, and private groups to protect the interests of the buying public. And number three is refund.
Okay. Number three is refund. And what else do we have on there?
We have documentation. We talked about documentations. This would be an official document or report used to prove that something is true or correct.
Now,
that's a good word.
Mm-hmm. A receipt is a piece of paper that shows what you've received for your money. Now, a receipt is very important. A lot of stores will not let you have a refund unless you have a receipt. A receipt shows proof that you bought something and how much you paid for that.
Well, now, Rick, there's a receipt, but is an invoice the same thing as a receipt?
No.
I often hear about people saying, well, is there an invoice in that? Is that a receipt?
No, an invoice is a bill. So you're going to get a receipt is something that you've already paid, and an invoice is to be paid. So if you are a worker and you want to get paid for building something, you would give an invoice to whoever had the work done, and then they would pay you for that.
Okay. Well, I kind of like it when things don't work out well if I could get refunds, but it's very hard to get refunds sometimes.
That's right, and that's why the writer tells us find out in advance if the store has a refund policy.
Okay. And at the end of our articles, we're going to have a little feature that's very short, and we might read it some of the time, but it will always be in your magazine. We're going to have a little summary, which we call the highlight. That's our new feature for 2003.
strong documentation helps resolve purchasing problems.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, my name is Barbara Sanders. I'm here to pick up my shoes. Have you finished repairing them yet?
Just one moment while I look. Sanders. Yes, here they are. Your total comes to 1,000 NT.
Excuse me, sir, but this repair job is very shoddy. I'm not paying for this.
Shoddy? We worked on these shoes for hours. They look great.
You think this shoddy repair job looks great? No way. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to do better than this if you want me to pay.
Listen, lady, we don't do shoddy work here. We repaired your shoes just like you told us to. If you want these shoes back, you're going to have to pay.
Did I mention that I'm a lawyer? I work at Jackson & Jackson Law Firm. I think that maybe you want to...
Miss Sanders, this repair job does look a little bit shoddy. Why don't we work on them again for you?
That sounds like a good idea.
Could you come back first thing tomorrow morning to pick them up? Of course. We will discount the price for you. Would this be okay?
That would be great. Thanks.
Great. See you tomorrow, Miss Sanders.
Works every time.
Well, I think it's all good for us to all of us be aware of the protection that we have from our credit card company. Now, when I moved to Asia 15 years ago, Doris, you couldn't use a credit card, really, in this part of the world.
Right.
But I know that we're probably heard all over the world now, and increasingly more and more people are using credit cards to make purchases.
And be sure and get a credit card that you can use in any country. Sometimes
right.
You get one, they won't accept it in that country.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be sure that you get the kind that can be used every place in the world.
And it's important to pay your credit card at the end of every month, because the interest rates sometimes go up to 15% to 20%, and your credit cards can get out of control very, very fast.
And a lot of people have a problem with that.
That's right.
That would be another article that we need to do. But it's been nice to have you with us today as we talk about this. And when the new year is coming up, people will be out buying things, but don't use your credit cards too much. And be very careful when you use them. But don't be afraid to, when things go bad, to let the credit card company know. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you next week in class. Have a good Sunday, everyone. Goodbye.